in Portland. This is KBOO Portland, where the time is approximately 10.01 a.m. Coming up, Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10.15, Flashpoints features the latest on protests of the police killing of teen Andy Lopez in Santa Rosa, California. And at 11, on the Digital Divide, host Rabia Yeaman speaks with Kelly Roy, director, and Seamus Hawley, shop master at ADX, where high-profile designers work alongside students and retirees and share their knowledge. Yes. And it's the KBOO members that support KBOO Community Radio. If you are not a member, why not? You know, it's possible that you could go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today to become a member. You can make that leap from passive listener to active supporter. Stay tuned, won't you?
morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, December 13th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Just a few headlines before we get rolling. We're going to try to talk today with Steve Horn on the fact that already oil is stuttering its way through the southern section of the Keystone XL. This despite efforts of conservationists, environmentalists, protesters, all those who feel a deep commitment to the land and still trust our crippled judicial system. There are circles within circles within circles of lawsuits surrounding the Keystone XL effort, and it seems that they just don't quit. Yesterday, we talked about the criminalization of everyday life, and today we're looking into the degree to which the ordinary business of policing in the United States is now more than ever being conducted using the equipment and tactics of the military and federal intelligence agencies. So interesting, isn't it, how pretty much everything is privatized, and the police too, for that matter, and yet it is one arena of public life in which the government feels no hesitation with regard to intruding upon one's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And a quote, a thin virtual cloud structure. That's what the NSA says will eliminate 90% of the system administrators who currently maintain the NSA's networks. And that, in other words, those who might leak more information, other people following in the footsteps of Edward Snowden, just for example, would be out of a job even before they got started. And 12 new reports released this week expose an agency, little-known agency, but then remember when ALEC was a little-known agency. This one, the State Policy Network. It's just about as shadowy as ALEC used to be until the Center for Media and Democracy is Lisa Graves sunk her teeth into that organization. The SPN, though, is very active in most states. It's an $83 million web of right-wing so-called think tanks. It is, in fact, in every state across the country, and it has extraordinary influence on legislation, much of the legislation which ALEC so enthusiastically pushes, the actual ideas come from the state policy networks, think tanks. And now the weather for around Cascadia. Chance of showers today, mostly cloudy. Highs around 45. Light southeast wind. And for tonight, should see some areas of fog late. Otherwise, overcast skies. Lows around 35 and a calm wind. Tomorrow, Saturday, foggy morning all sucked in. And then a high around 46 with calm winds. Saturday night, very slight chance of rain late, overcast, and a low around 37. For Sunday, there is a chance of showers and a high near 49, and not much in the way of wind Sunday night. Mostly overcast, lows around 36, which brings us full circle to Monday morning. And once again, in mea culpa, we are going to let the alternative forecast languish for the time being, because as many people are aware, this time of year there's a lot going on, but not much of it is reported. This time of year people are distracted. They are more likely to listen to stories about how to make cranberry sauce and persuade Holly to stick to the wall than they are to hear about the defense budget or the ways in which Republicans have managed to scuttle the food stamp program. So looking for news at this around this season is always a daunting process. I assure you, though, a great many stories percolating there underneath the surface. The state newspaper of record here in Cascadia always loves to gleefully report on PERS and changes to public employees' pensions, which they've worked in many cases 35, even 40 years with the understanding that the end of that long, hard road and thankless job being yelled at by the public for most of the time, that there would be something for them at the end. That's what they had. They probably would have had made different life choices for themselves had it not been for the implied security of knowing that their retirement was taken care of. That was the agreement. That was the deal. That was what people would in the past have assumed was guaranteed to them by their government, but not so anymore. Currently in Cascadia, a flurry of teachers and other Oregon public employees are retiring this year. It's a virtual stampede. Greater than anything since before the so-called Great Recession. Across Oregon, more than nearly 10,000 people have filed to start receiving Oregon Public Employees Retirement System pensions. That's 44% more than last year, and a large share of these people filed to retire on December 1st to avoid taking a modest hit to their PERS pensions. Well, yeah, sure they are. A modest hit to their PERS pensions. They have no idea as yet, in all likelihood, of what else could happen to them, including non-teachers. 149 Portland Public Schools employees is officially retired last week. Many educators will continue teaching until the end of the school year, since retirees are allowed to work half-time or work half year or half time while drawing their PERS checks, that at least. Portland public school teachers are more at stake than other public employees, however, because the school district is also seeking via collective bargaining to eliminate early retirement incentives at the end of the school year. That is what prompted many of the decisions that people feel forced to make. Metro, regional government, saw 24 people retire in 2013. It doesn't sound like much, but it's the largest number in more than a decade. The examples in many cases are heartbreaking. One chap, a park ranger at Oxbow Regional Park, who retired last week, had planned on retiring at the year's end after 36 years on the job. By retiring a month early, though, his plan was to avoid the 2.3% hit to his pension. Right now, every penny counts. Every percentage point counts. Over a third of all PERS-covered public employees are now eligible to retire. The much-publicized PERS cutbacks made by the legislature this year reduced cost-of-living adjustments and ended a tax subsidy for out-of-state retirees. Is that only affects people once they are retired. Public employees still on the job won't face those cuts until they retire. And there's nothing they can do to avoid them. It's complicated, and it's heartbreaking, as many cases. Kitzhaber, as we mentioned earlier in the week, has snared the early endorsement of a very powerful business group, the Oregon Business Association. Keep an eye on that. Piece of news earlier on in the week is what sent me barreling after ALEC Connections, as well as the Policy Network, the think tanks, which have been busy at work. Interesting that Kitzhaber's very first campaign contribution, coming virtually hours after the announcement, would turn out to be from a powerful business group. It's worth noting at that point that Oregon got absolutely nothing from Kitzhaber's Intel deal, and we can expect more of these tax-free deals in the pipeline coming down the pike as the campaign develops. There are a great deal more issues that we should be talking about today. Alas, we're fresh out of time and fresh out of guests. So more on the policy, the state policy networks, which bear looking into. We'll have Lisa Graves on next week to talk more about that. As I mentioned in the headlines, the NSA is replacing potential Edward Snowdens with computers. So to avoid anything else slipping out that might tarnish their already blackened public persona, private persona too, for that matter. This has been Echo Cascadia for Friday, the 13th, 2013. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Every year, a diverse and eclectic group of musicians and dancers come together for one night for a performance which celebrates and strengthens Portland's experimental music and performance arts scene, Untoward. Untoward is an annual benefit show for the Creative Music Guild. This year's lineup includes Grammys with Noah Bernstein and Dan Sutherland, Kayon Gaskin and Noelle Stiles, Dragging an Ox Through Water, Eternal Tapestry, and KBOO's 2013 Artist-in-Residence, Marissa Anderson. Untoward 2013 will take place this Saturday night, December 14th, at the Secret Society Ballroom, located at 116 Northeast Russell Street in Portland. Doors are at 8 and the show begins at 9. Your attendance will help support the work of the Creative Music Guild. KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of Untoward 2013, this Saturday, December 14th, at the Secret Society Ballroom.